Saturday with Ted continues on News Talk 1010.
Lead bellies in the background, being drowned out by the grind. He's singing about Rock Island Line. Nobody seems to pay him any mind. Best sellers and bookshelves full of self-help printed word. Some faint elegance is heard. Now can that be Ellington O'Byrne? Has it really come to this? Can ignorance be bliss? I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Jazz at the bookstore and blues in the coffee shop. There's a man standing at the crossroads with a dark roast in his hand. He's living in white yuppie land over by the milk and sugar stand.
Welcome back. That's the lovely voice of Fern Lindzen from her latest CD called Like a Circle in a Spiral. And the release of that CD happens on Thursday, May the 8th. At the very, very popular Jazz Bistro here in Toronto. Welcome to the program. Nice to meet you.
It's so nice to be here, Ted. Thank you for having me.
Beautiful voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
You're right, Bill. It's a beautiful voice.
And a lovely record coming, too.
Yeah, and this has not been released yet.
Not yet.
No.
Oh, well, I did release that one song, though. Mm-hmm. So it's actually gotten a little bit of radio play.
Everything is so much different than what it used to be in terms of releasing CDs and... You know, people, right. they have CDs they record with four songs on them, five songs on them. One song gets downloaded and, you know, it's like, it's not like the old days.
Depends on the music, though. I think in the realm of jazz, people still expect to get maybe 10 or 12 tunes. So,
how many tunes on this?
There's 11. So I'm right smack in the middle there.
Just messing with our heads.
That's
sort of typical.
Where are you from?
I'm from Toronto.
Right from Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah. Born
raised, and bred.
Educated here. Where'd you go?
Conservatory. Well, I went to U of T, actually.
But before that?
Before that, Forest Hill Collegiate.
Ah.
And
on Lawrence.
The Royal Conservatory of Music.
Right. And you teach music.
I do some teaching.
At Havergal.
At Havergal, yeah. I have a jazz choir. I teach
jazz choir.
Vocalists and as well as a classical pianist.
A jazz choir. I don't think I've ever heard a jazz choir before.
Really?
I'm serious.
They've been around.
I'm just trying to picture that. I mean, I've heard tons of jazz music.
You've heard the swinging version of the Whiff and Poof song?
What? What is this, tap dance on Ted's head half hour?
Yes,
or what?
I have. No, jazz choirs. They've had jazz choirs around. But this is great. Now, this is an all-girls school, is it, or what?
It's an all-girls school.
Right.
Yeah.
And, boy, there must be some singing going on there.
Oh, the music program
voices.
All together at Havergal is amazing. They just, it's an incredible place to teach. They have, like, a whole they've got practice rooms. I can actually...
It's a private girls' school.
Yeah, it's a private girls' school.
Yeah.
But music is a priority.
Is it?
It really is. Yep.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Because it seems, and we've had this conversation on numerous occasions with the different musicians and singers and how music seems to be disappearing from high schools.
Oh, yeah. It's a tragedy.
It is.
Yeah,
it really
is. Yeah.
I guess it's just one of those things. It's all a matter of money.
Yes.
Now, did you start teaching years ago, or was this something that just sort of came up in later times?
Actually, I've taught off and on, I guess, really, you know, even when I was in university. But in the last 5 years, I've really been doing more and loving it. This year, I'm really, really particularly enjoying it. So some of the students are really keen. I have one of my students got into U of T last year as a jazz performance. She was one of only three vocalists, so I'm very proud of her.
Wow. Isn't it? That's very nice.
Yeah.
And you obviously enjoy teaching.
Oh, love it.
How did you stumble upon
it? How did I stumble upon it? Well, it actually worked out that my daughter was going to school there, and they had put together a jazz choir, and they brought me in basically just to consult and to hear what they were doing. And then I had such a good time, and the girls had such a good time, that we decided to make it more like a weekly event. And then I started to do some private teaching as well. So it sort of
And you expanded. Teach piano as well?
I teach piano as well, yes.
You don't look like the kind of piano teachers I remember. You know what I mean, Bill?
Ted, put your hands out. And they slap you with a ruler?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's probably why I killed my career, my piano playing career right there.
Oh, I can see the scars on your hands over there.
Yeah. who wrote the music on your latest CD?
It's a
collection of different artists.
Yes, there's some originals and stuff from all over the place. There's even a contemporary Israeli piece on there. The what you just heard was written by Ron Sexsmith, and the title track is a Michel Legrand tune called "The Windmills of Your Mind," which is where like a circle and a spiral comes from.
Yeah. Okay, so that's because I'm sitting there going. Is that a lyric from a song? Of course it is, yeah. And that's a wonderful song.
It's a wonderful song.
From the Thomas
song.
Crown Affair.
Well, it was used in that.
Yeah. Steve McQueen.
That's right. Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
Marilyn and Alan Bergman, okay.
They wrote the lyrics, and what amazing lyricists the two of them are.
Now, the Ron Sexsmith tune is called what again?
That's called Jazz at the Bookstore.
At the bookstores that used to be around.
That used to be around.
You know, Book
City's
gone.
We'll have to ask Ron which bookstore he was referring to. Maybe we'll have to have a little wake for the bookstore.
We lost four in the last month. We lost the Chapters at
King and John.
We lost Book City. We lost the world's biggest bookstore and the cookbook one.
Yeah. But the cookbook one may be reappearing elsewhere. Because I think the reason that it went is because as you know, there's a shortage of condos in Toronto, so they had to wipe that area out to put yet another condo in.
Yeah, but I think this
is worse than Starbucks.
No,
this
is the issue with all the bookstores is the rents.
Yeah.
And the leases on those buildings.
Well, it's interesting because you go into a bookstore nowadays and you'll see books that have only been out for like a month and already they've been reduced to like 40%.
It's a tough business.
Yeah.
Well, the guys at Book City told me the problem they had with it was people come in, look at the book, and then they'd take their phone and photograph it and see where they could get it cheaper. And out they went.
Oh, really?
And basically, it's on Amazon's game now for books in volume. But anyway, what is a day like with Fran? I mean, you were telling me, and with Fern, you told me she also plays behind silent movies.
Yeah, so last night I...
I'm going to get you to break, and we'll come and talk
about
this. This is good.
I know, but we have to break for traffic, otherwise they'll be slapping my knuckles again.
You're listening to Saturday with Ted on News Talk 1010.
A circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, then the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That is something beautiful, huh? Fern Lindsden, her latest CD is called Like a Circle in a Spiral. Thursday, May the 8th, she'll be releasing that to the public at the fabulous Jazz Bistro here in Toronto. I got to say something. I mean, that's a beautiful version. It's almost a little haunting, the arrangement.
Ah, yes.
And I thought, because it's been done by so many different artists, that's kind of a ballsy move, you know?
You know, really. Yeah.
But it's a great challenge, though. You did a remarkable job, because that's terrific version.
Thank you. I really, you know, when I come to choose material, particularly if it's, you know, a great American songbook, and particularly if it's something that's been recorded 9 billion times, I really try to think about what can I do with this that maybe is a little different than what anyone else that I've heard. And, you know, and I was thinking about those amazing Alan and Marilyn Bergman lyrics with the circles and the spirals and the wheels and the craziness of your brain. And so I really wanted to get inside that feeling of the circles and spirals.
And am I right? Is it kind of a haunting melody?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the craziness in your head.
Yeah.
The wheel within a wheel and things moving down mountains and, you know, it's all of these kinds of images of movement but really about the craziness in your mind.
I usually get that around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he does.
When you can't sleep, for some reason you've woken up way too early, and now you try to get back to sleep, and then here it comes. It's just spinning in infinity.
And you keep saying to yourself, Revenue Canada.
Revenue Canada. No, I erased them from my head already.
No, years ago, you know, me and Fern was in this. We were in this wonderful arranging class with Ileana Cuevas.
That's right.
And I mean, some really great talent.
Yeah, and Melissa Stiliano was in that
class,
too.
Melissa Stiliano, Bobby Bruff. This is going back 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing where you sort of brought something every week. You know, he'd give you a little challenging.
Shelley Berger.
And it was just the greatest fun. It was just great to be around other people who had different ideas. And I mean, because everybody had something totally different.
I just wonder, I have no idea how you would even go about teaching arrangement.
It can be done.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
it has to be done, because you'd never learn by just listening. I mean, there's a lot of technical things and this is the reason everybody came to this, because everybody arranged and stuff, but there were some technical issues everybody had to deal with.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that when you are presented sort of kind of the rules, then you can break the rules if you want to, but you have to sort of know where it's all coming from. It was a great class. I really found that I experimented a lot.
And it I made think it possible.
Really, yeah.
And but the fact he brought in some great examples. I mean, the Billy Child stuff.
Oh, that was amazing.
If I remember, it was...
That's right. It was The Calling. Diane Reeves.
Yes. The Sarah Vaughan.
That's right.
Yeah. Magnificent record.
Yeah.
Of actually, as she was saying, taking like the Windmills of Mine, doing something different. He took all these songs that Sarah Vaughan did, and he just stripped them apart and put them back together brilliantly.
Yeah. Her version of Speak Low is just like... killer. I mean, everything on that record is incredible, but wow.
Do you play much in town?
I do. I play it at the Rex and Chalker's Pub. I'll be at, the Bistro on May 8th, the Jazz Bistro.
Have you been there since
I played there in February when we released the first tune of the record, which is Jazz at the Bookstore. Thought this would be a neat idea. Release the record one song at a time. No, I'm going to release the whole thing now.
Beautiful red top piano.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she also plays behind silent movies.
Yeah,
this little movie thing.
We were going into the commercial break. I mentioned that. Tell me about that.
So the Toronto Silent Film Festival is going on right now. And I was invited to write a score for a wonderful F.W. Murnau film called City Girl. And this was, it's an hour and a half long. It's a great film. And I was able to incorporate some Scott Joplin rags into the score. And it's basically, I watch the film and I come up with thematic ideas and then I improvise while it's
going on live. These are all old films.
Nobody
records silent films anymore.
Well, actually, you know, interestingly enough, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, they're showing a Charlie Chaplin film, a wonderful film called The Circus. But before that, there's a 9-minute film by an Italian director, contemporary, a silent movie that they're showing.
Well, 2 years ago, the silent movie won the Academy Award.
That's right, silent movie. That's right.
And these films, when they were released, all came with the soundtrack.
Not necessarily.
No?
The Chaplin films did.
Yeah.
But I think it was expected that most of these films would have a live accompanist. So the first one that I did was a Buster Keaton film. And,
oh, yeah.
Amazing, amazing.
That must be a real trip.
Wow.
Oh, that was incredible. Yeah. That was for TIFF, and it was for the opening of the Bell Lightbox, and they had a series where they showed a bunch of old silent movies.
So you're sitting facing the screen while this
right.
is going on.
Facing the screen.
So you're looking at the film with one eye, and the other eye is focused in on the score.
Yeah, trying right. to remember everything I can remember, and I have a couple little cheat notes so that, although for the Buster Keaton one, it was for a sextet, and it was an actually written out score. So, I had to, have my head in 10 different places at once. Not very unusual for...
Do you know what Canadian screen actress made her living playing silent movies before she became a big star? Mary Pickford.
Mary Pickford,
was a pianist.
Yeah, Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah, and what was she known as, America's Sweetheart or something?
Could have been. I don't know.
Yeah, I looked at...
She was Canada's sweetheart.
No, but when she was in the States.
It could have been, yeah. But, I mean, one of the first stars.
She was one of the people who formed the United Artists. Or
that's right. Yeah, she was part of
the film company, right?
Yeah.
But there was a living, Fats Waller did it. A lot of the great pianists of the time. That's how they worked 6 or 7 days a week playing behind silent movies. Except they just improvised, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's got to be real true. How many times have you done that?
I've done a bunch now because I've done two for the Vintage Film Festival. This is the second one that I've done.
I didn't even know
for
there was
the
a
Toronto
Vintage.
Silent Film Festival.
I didn't know there was a Vintage Film Festival.
The Silent Film Festival. Oh, well, there's...
Actually, I did know, and in order to pay tribute, we decided not to say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
Cheap joke.
It's on for another couple of days. There's two more. There's one coming up with, I think tomorrow is probably the comedies. So last year I got to do the comedies, which was like about 4 or 5 movies that were all short, like 20-minute long films with Fatty Arbuckle and various other funny people. And I did something for TIFF, which was for Nuit Blanche, where I did 3 hours straight of old films and some early horror films. Like there's one with Lon Chaney. Called The Unknown, which was an amazing film.
Mm.
So that was fun.
You have to conjure up your minor thoughts.
Well, I brought in some toys for that one.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a harmonium so that I could have. And I also used that for the Vintage Film Festival. I did a film called it was actually the first animated feature, The Adventures of Prince Ahmed. So I had the African... whatever, magician, and I would use these weird sounds from the harmonium, and I had a melodica, and I threw stuff inside the piano, did a little prepared piano.
Great stuff.
That Busendorfer never survived. Yes, it did, actually.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate this.
You're very
welcome.
It's
been a real pleasure, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the CD.
Thank you for having me.
The latest CD for Fern Lindzen is called Like a Circle in a Spiral, Thursday, May the 8th. She'll be releasing that at the Jazz Bistro here in Toronto. All the best.
Thank you.